Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We have assistant baseball coach Mike Sirianni here. We're going to talk about the Shocker baseball fall. They have a scrimmage coming up Saturday at Missouri State, and so we will get the update on how the fall is going. Mike, how are you today? Thanks for stopping by.
Doing great. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Wichita State scrimmaged Nebraska earlier this fall. You've got another one coming up Saturday over at Hammonds Field, an old Missouri Valley Conference start. Let's talk about the scrimmage. It's kind of in general first. What's the goal? You want to play well. You want to win. But what are some of the goals you get out of these two scrimmages?
Well, I think for us and for our coaching staff, a lot of it is learning about our players, learning about who we have, what we've got, how they handle situations, how they handle failure, how they handle the competition of playing outside competition.
And are you, with a new coaching staff, although Mike Pelfrey was around last year, how much are you relying on, you know, what you've seen live here in the fall and in scrimmages, and how much did you or were you able to go back and watch video from past seasons?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's some of them that we knew, and there's obviously a lot of help that we've had from Pelfrey. But we're basing a lot on what we're seeing every day. We're trying to challenge our kids and put them in situations to see how they handle it. And we're really basing a lot off how they're handling everything right now. And so we've had the opportunity to do a lot of research on our kids, as well as spend a lot of time with them out here on the field in the fall. And so seeing who can day in and day out consistently be the same person has been a main focus for our coaching staff.
And that's when I've talked to the players, those are the words that they use exactly. The focus and the consistency is something that the coaching staff has really tried to get across to them. How do you do that? What kind of lessons are you giving them?
I think, you know, playing the game. We're trying to play the game a lot. We're trying to simulate long games. We're trying to simulate the way we're going to approach the game and the way we're going to play the game. And that's going to be we're going to play it hard. We're going to compete, and we're going to try and play the game fast. And I think we've seen some of that stuff when we played Nebraska. We've seen some of that stuff when we've had our inner squads. We're trying to get on and off the field. We're trying to control the baseball. We're trying to throw strike one. And those are things that we want to continue to improve upon, as well as the focus side of things, of just taking that focus to the next level, you know, the digging deep and finding out more about ourselves and putting ourselves in those situations where our kids can focus when it's going good, when it's going bad, when they're tired, when their legs are tired, so that throughout a long season and throughout good and bad, our kids can consistently stay focused.
The Nebraska scrimmage, 12 innings, Nebraska won 10-8. What did you learn from that?
It was, you know, we had the opportunity to see our kids continue to compete. You know, they got beat up a little bit there early, and then we kept coming at them there. We saw some kids step up a little bit. We saw some kids kind of get overwhelmed a little bit in their first experience in that type of atmosphere. And so it was good to see, you know, good to see some of our young kids get in that atmosphere and some of our older kids kind of flourish in it. As the pitching staff, we saw some guys throw some good innings, some bad innings, and overall, you know, we're working to continue to improve that fastball command. Defensively, we didn't make any errors. There's still some balls that we feel like we should control better, throwing the ball to the correct base. Not necessarily making an error, but playing some balls into hits where we feel like we can make that as a routine play for our defense. And then offensively, you know, we did strike out at some. You know, that's going to be a big focus for us of putting the ball in play and running the bases the hard way, the right way. And so, you know, I think we could have taken some more bases. But it was good to see just the level of competition that where we were at and for us to continue to improve on those.
Played a lot of players against Nebraska. I think the pitchers were limited. Several pitchers pitched, two innings, nobody more than that. Will it be a similar approach at Missouri State?
Yes, it will be very similar. You know, very similar to see what we have. The pitching rotation won't be the exact same, but you'll see a lot of the same guys. We want to continue to see those in that type of atmosphere. Position player-wise, we haven't even set up a starting lineup or anything like that. We're going to continue to put different guys in different spots and try and put them in situations where they can succeed.
You are back at Wichita State. This is your second go-around here. You were volunteer assistant in 2015 and 16. What did you learn about Wichita State baseball during that time that's been helpful?
Well, a lot about, you know, where our kids' focus is and where the kids are and where they are mentally has been something, you know, just kind of feeling out, getting a chance to spend a lot of time with our kids, you know, seeing where they are mentally and what's important to them and how they improve every day. And that's been something that, you know, wherever you go and wherever you coach, I think is essential, is knowing what makes your kids go. And so spending so much time with them in the past, then obviously the dynamics of Wichita State baseball, the dynamics of how we do everything and how everything is functional has been essential. And then the recruiting piece of where we tend to have more luck in the country, and that's part, you know, the middle part of the United States and in the Midwest and in these areas where Shocker baseball is something relevant to them and to their family.
When you left Wichita State, you went to Regis University. You had a couple of head coaching positions. How does that help? That's a big change going from head coach, running the program. Now you're an assistant coach. How does that experience as a head coach help you now?
Going back, it was a great experience, and I'm extremely glad that I did it. And I tell every young coach and every coach that's getting into it, you need to experience being a head coach because ultimately you have to have the final say. And, you know, there's good and bad. You learn. I screwed a lot of things up. But then, you know, I feel like I progressed as a person and as a leader in the fact that, you know, you've got to oversee everything. And so as an assistant now, you feel very comfortable being able to give your sense of ideas of what's going on. And you know, the decision making as a head coach is stressful, and I'm very, very glad that I did it, and I think it helped me mature as a person and as well as a coach, and I think it's going to continue to help me and help our players and understanding how important it is when you're the head coach to every little thing that matters. And so those types of things, you know, as a young assistant, as even when I was here previously, I didn't understand the importance of it. But then being a head coach for 3 years, it's something that I'll never forget, and I'll always lean on just being in those situations and how to handle them and how to consistently be the same type of person so your kids know exactly what you're going to get on a daily basis.
And I would guess, being head coach at the NCAA Division II level, you're in charge of things that you are not in charge of here, you know, as far as just administering the program, travel, or whatever. You just wear so many hats in that kind of a job. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, there's been a lot of friends of mine, you know, they ask all the same questions that kind of like that. I mean, you have to do everything. You know, you go from a junior college, you go from a Division II, you go from, you know, any types of these schools. And very fortunate to have what we have here at Wichita State, because as a head coach at a smaller type school, yes, you do everything, and you have your hat and your hand in everything. And so, you know, a normal day can go from fundraising to budget to travel to meals to, you know, then to practice, you know. And so here it's exciting because, you know, I don't have to worry about some of those things, and I get to spend more time focusing on the development of our players. And so it's exciting, but, you know, it's something that I'm very glad that I did, because you have to learn how to, you know, manage your time and really prioritize your day.
What was field maintenance like in Denver, Colorado?
Not fun. Not fun, Paul. It was miserable. You know, the fall was beautiful there, but, you know, we had a natural surface there. And, you know, luckily we played all of our games each year I was there. But it came with a lot of creativity of how to shovel a field and how to clear a baseball field. And in the spring in Denver, Colorado, it's not real fun. And we got very creative, and I'm super glad that we don't have a natural surface here and we don't live in Denver, Colorado anymore.
Yes, this would be a luxury. How many home games would Regis play?
We scheduled, you know, our max games we could play was 50, and we would try and get at least 25 to 30 each year. And we did it, and we had some really cold days and some really bad conditions, but, you know, we were going to play because that's ultimately how we get better.
The your resume, your experience is really varied. You've been at junior colleges, you've been in the pros, you've been at small colleges, Wichita State. When you set out to be a coach, did you purposely say, I want to get as wide and varied a background as I can? Or did these things just kind of happen?
A little of both. You know, I grew up on a baseball field where my dad was a college coach. And so having that experience of spending time with people and I wanted to learn as much as I could, you know. I still continue to try and learn. And these kind of the in my network of people that I know, it's very broad. And so experiencing different things, I think, is extremely important for me, you know, because I want to be able to handle all those types of things. And so did I really plan? No, I didn't really plan for anything. Just kind of things happened and they continued to progress. But I'm very glad that I did that, just because you have to, each situation, each program, each level of baseball, you have to understand what's important and being able to handle all those types of situations. And so I'm very glad that I've got a broad range of places that I've worked, because I think I have a pretty good understanding of all of college baseball.
You mentioned your dad is a longtime college baseball coach. It'd be a good time to mention your background. You are from Indianola, Iowa, which is where longtime Shocker fans will know is the home of former Shocker great
Casey Blake.
And we'll even go an even deeper cut, almost Pete Blake.
Yeah.
I think was signed to come here and then did not. So, and you knew Casey growing up, am I correct to say that?
It's yeah, I knew that family very well.
Yeah, he was quite the Shocker player. All right, let's get into some current Shockers. Hunter Gibson is a guy that, when I've been out here to watch a few practices, seems to be doing well. I've heard some good things. Let's start with him. Talk a little bit about Hunter and how his fall is going.
Hunter's been great. You know, he's had a great attitude, and that's, you know, you come in with a new coaching staff, and so it's always interesting for kids. It's uncomfortable for them. They don't know what to expect, and Hunter's been great. He's had a great attitude. He's put great effort out there. And you hope that those things continue, and the fact of, you know, he's trying to get better each day, and he's really trying to make everybody on his team do well. And so it's really good to see him stepping up the way he has, and he's been hitting the baseball very well, and we'll hope that that continues. And he's improved dramatically in the outfield, and that's a big tip of the cap to him, just because that's a work ethic type of thing. And so you hope that that continues, and that you hope that the maturation as a player and as a leader, those things continue for him as well.
Hunter Jr. played outfield, played some first base. Another guy that fans will recognize, Paxton Wallace, third baseman last year. Tell us about Paxton's fall.
Very similar. You know, I think Paxton's a little bit more quiet than Hunter. Hunter's a little bit more vocal, and Paxton is a kind of a steady guy in the fact that he doesn't say a lot, but he's always got a smile on his face and ready to get out there. And it's fun to watch the ball come off his bat. You know, strong kid, and great kid. And so he has improved dramatically as well, and you know, he had a good career here so far, and he's continuing to develop, and you know, hoping that his experience in the Cape this past summer has helped him too, and he's working at it, and he's bought into, you know, what Coach Wedge has brought in, and he's been a great kid and a great teammate for everybody as well.
That experience in the Cape always seems like it can be a real pivotal time for people coming back from that experience. How have you seen it help?
Just the being able to handle failure, you know, especially as an offensive player. Most guys don't go there and hit like 400, you know. In some leagues they have a lot of success, and you know, a lot of times you're facing the best of the best arms in the country, and so your average offensive player isn't really hitting around 300. They're hitting a lot lower than that. And so that consistency of facing really good arms every day helps you still believe in yourself, have the confidence to go up there and hit, because you know it's a challenging league. And then from the, you know, from the pitching side, it is, you know, you, the best of the best are up there, and so just that day in, day out of playing that very, very top level competition has been something that has benefited our kids extremely well.
Yeah, that's been a constant story over the years. People go to the Cape, and almost regardless of what kind of success they have here, there, they come back, and they are able to use that experience in a pretty good way. David Van Voren, a sophomore, started 27 games last year, real speed guy in the outfield, homered against Nebraska. Give us a little update on David's progress.
Yeah, David's done well, and, you know, all three of these guys that we're kind of talking about here, they've been great in the fact that they've shown up every day and been the same person and brought something to the table for the team, and the fact that they've been consistent. They're bought into what we're trying to do here as a coaching staff, and they've really had open ears as to what we've been trying to do. And every day, all three of these guys, their attitude has been great. Their effort has been great. And David, we just hope, you know, last year he had a lot of hamstring issues. You know, so far, knock on wood, he's been pretty good this fall, and we hope that we can continue that. And that's a big tip of the cap to Garrett Bailiff, who's our new strength and conditioning guy. He's been helping tremendously, keeping our guys healthy. But, you know, David, really good runner. And he's got some thump in his bat, too, when he wants to. And so he's done a really good job offensively and consistently finding the barrel. And then in the outfield, he's done a really good job of tracking some balls down as well.
You mentioned Garrett Bailiff, which is a good topic of conversation. It flows right into the renovations, the expansion being made here at X Stadium with the Phase 5 project. Wichita State will move its dugout and its offices over to the third base side, new strength and conditioning area, new locker room area. I'm assuming you can put the hard hat on and take recruits through that. How is that playing out?
We have done that a lot. It's been great. You know, and our kids, even our players, current players, and then the recruits that we bring in, they're just like, oh, my gosh. You know, because from the outside it doesn't look that big, but you get in there and you have that all of that room, and it's going to be top of the line. Very fortunate that we've got that situation going on over there. And so our kids have been in there, and the recruits have been in there, and they've got wide eyes. You know, they have wide eyes, and it puts a smile on their face, and it just shows you the importance of Wichita State baseball. And then having Bailiff over there and having Bailiff with us has been great for our players.
And that's kind of become more standard in college baseball, a sport-specific strength coach. And I know Garrett also does tennis, but he'll spend a lot of his time with baseball. I think he told me he will travel with the baseball team. Those things have kind of become standard in these days for the top programs.
Yeah, they have. You know, they have. And it's important because our kids, you know, they're on the road so much, and we've got to continue to develop their strength. And so having him around has been big, and having him around to keep our kids healthy has been really big.
You've mentioned it a couple times during the interview, talking about playing fast, no errors against Nebraska, and that's been a big impression that you know, that I've got when I've watched scrimmages, that other people have talked about, is the pace of play that you're trying to institute. Why is that important?
Yeah, I think, you know, from a defensive side, when we're pitching on offense, that helps our whole team. And what we mean by that is, you know, throwing strike one, commanding the fastball, having a good tempo, because that keeps everybody involved, that keeps your defense involved, that keeps everything flowing in a good timely manner. And so those are all important things for us, getting on and off the field. You know, we have the opportunity to play the game one way, and that's the way we're going to do it. And it's going to be having that approach to the game of playing the game fast, keeping everybody involved, and throwing strike one, making them put the baseball in play, and us playing catch and securing the baseball and getting on and off the field.
All right. This has been the Roundhouse Podcast with assistant baseball coach Mike Sirianni. Shocker baseball right in the middle of all their fall activities. They have a scrimmage at Missouri State on Saturday. The Fall World Series begins October 12th at X Stadium. We have the Alumni Weekend coming up. That starts on October 11th. Mike, thanks very much. Listeners, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thank you very much.